Hey everybody, this is Mark with SafeDayTrading.org, and today I want to talk about, we talk a lot about the perfect trade. Well, here's a question for you. How do you identify when the perfect trade is coming, okay? And so here are some ideas for you to think about as you get ready to trade, because what you're looking for is that setup, okay? And there are a couple things that you can do to take a look at that. The first thing is remember the 5 and the 9 and the 200. And so if you see that the stock or the commodity is bouncing off of simple moving averages or the 5 and the 9 or the pivot point, and you see that bounce, the next thing you're looking for is you're looking for a candlestick determination, whether it's a shooting star, a hammer, or an engulfing pattern, okay? So what you're looking for is a bounce off of something. It could be the 5 or the 9. It could be a 200 moving average. It could be the pivot point. And then from there, you're looking for a candlestick setup that says that it's reversing, okay? It's bouncing off and it's reversing. And then once you've identified that reversing, then you start identifying what direction the woodies is going into. If the woodies is going in the right direction, then you have a better idea. It may not be perfect at that point, but you're starting to hone in on that identification. The other thing you want to look at is you want to look at the turning of the 8, okay? Now, if it bounces off of the 200 or bounces off of one of the resistance levels and you got a candlestick, but the 8 hasn't turned in a direction that you're anticipating, it doesn't really matter, okay? Because nothing's going to happen. So what you want to do is, you're looking for the 8 to turn. Well, let's go back to the beginning. First of all, you're looking for a bounce off of something. It's stop, a resistance level is hit. And once that resistance level is hit, hopefully there's a reversal, okay? Once you have that reversal, you think it's going to be a reversal, the next thing you look for is a candlestick. Now, all this stuff takes about a second or two to do once you understand what your list is, okay? So I'm looking for an engulfing, I'm looking for a shooting star, I'm looking for a hammer, something to identify that there's a possible change coming. Then the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to look at, see if the woodies is starting to go up to the 0 point or down to the 0 point in a direction I'm anticipating that setup is starting to come together. It may not be there already. And then the last thing I'm going to do is I'm going to look at that 8, okay? Now, what happens is, again, as if the 8's not set up correctly and it's not turning or it's not flattened, then you don't have a setup and you have to wait again. And you know, one of the things that's very frustrating, too, is when you're trading with the woodies, it may reach a point where it's almost to the 0, especially on a 2-minute. It almost reaches a 0 and then bounces off of it and changes direction. So what you want to do is you want to prepare for that possible trade. You want to identify an entry point. You want to make sure that the woodies are crossing at the same time and that it's crossing at the same over the 8, close to the 8. But again, you're waiting for those setups. So you could spend in some cases stocks you're probably looking at one or two setups possibly in a day. Commodities depends on what stock or what future commodity you're playing, how many steps are going to be there. But they'll be there, okay? Now, the other thing you have is, and people have a tendency to not look at all of those things. They may not, or they forget about the 8. I certainly always forget about the 8. And then I end up really chasing the profits. And I'm failing because I didn't have the right setup. So I really have to hone in on that 8 turn. And if I can identify that 8 turn and it happens, along with all these other things that I've been talking about, I have the perfect setup for a possible perfect trade. And so those are the things I want you to think about as you start looking at getting ready to trade. Now, that means that you're not going to be trading 10 or 15 times in an hour on one commodity. You're only going to be trading 2 or 3, okay? And if you can do that, you'll be successful. Anyway, this is Mark with SafeDayTrading.org. Talk to you later.
Come join us at safedaytrading.org.
We provide you the education you need to have to become a successful day trader. We'll provide all the information for you to start your trading, from starting and setting up your office to technical chart analysis. All kinds of different information that you'll need to be a successful day trader.
Come join us at safedaytrading.org.